Venerable Geshe-la says, we must know that this presentation is supreme, even compared to our other Kadampa books. And Geshe-la used the analogy, which again, I think I've used often in this class. Venerable Geshe-la said, you can confuse diamonds and glass. And if you're not very knowledgeable, you might think diamonds were glass. So Geshe-la is encouraging us to discover for ourselves how this presentation is like diamonds and not dismiss it like glass. So I personally find this very inspiring. And the special presentation, as you know, is each meditation is presented in three parts. The purpose of the meditation, the object of the meditation, and the actual meditation. And the reason why the presentation is so effective is that one of the mistakes we make is we don't find the object of meditation. We think around it, we're contemplating, and then we do the actual meditation, but there's no object there. So we have to take responsibility for creating, appearing. We say finding, but it's not really finding. It's appearing, creating the object ourself. So for example, tonight, we're meditating on bodhicitta. If you don't find within your heart some determination that's a rough similitude, your best effort of the mind of bodhicitta, there's no object to meditate on. So then the time's up and we've finished and off we go, but we didn't actually meditate because the object didn't appear. So one of the things I've been trying to help all of us learn is the most important part of the three parts of each meditation is put the emphasis into contemplation of the explanation of the purpose. Put your time and energy there, because it's through contemplating the explanation of the purpose that the object will appear. Here's where it appears. It appears from our heart, not from our head. You know, often we're repeating, you know, like brainwashing. We say brainwashing, don't we? Like we're just repeating the instructions and it's all like intellectual. There's nothing, no feeling. It's not authentic. So that's why we need to contemplate the explanation of the purpose. Then we find, appear, create, generate the object, then we're ready. Then we are ready to engage in the actual meditation. So this presentation helps us. It's Geshe-la's great kindness to the people of the modern world, this special presentation. You know, meditation these days, it didn't used to be the case. 10 years ago, not many people meditated. Now, meditation's so popular. But to meditate correctly and meditate on meaningful objects, that requires a spiritual teacher, such as Living Buddha, who has accomplished all the results of meditation. They show us the value of meditating on Kadam Lam Rim, mainly through their peace of mind, their loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, spiritual power. So we're learning from an unequaled Kadampa master. We couldn't be finding a more pure and authentic teacher. So let's all discover how this special presentation works. And the second, as I said, I've been saying for weeks, the meditation object, Geshe-la says, has to come, develops in our heart, when through this contemplation of the explanation of the purpose, the determination we're trying to develop, which in this case is bodhicitta, develops in our heart. So when the object, the determination, develops in our heart, which means our mind has moved, something has happened, we've been touched by the contemplation. It's produced an effect in our mind so that the object appears. It develops in our heart. Then we have found the object of meditation and we can engage briefly in the actual meditation. So I think initially the time is well spent finding the object of meditation. So we contemplate the explanation of the purpose. And again, as you know, Venerable Geshe-la is encouraging us over time, to learn these contemplations off by heart. So I like to give you some encouragement because we already know so many meaningless things. And if I said to you, please repeat something meaningless to me that you've learnt, we'd have a great choice of what meaningless things we'd share with each other. So we do know how to take something into our heart. For example, the lyrics of a song. You know, don't we all have a song that in the past or even in the present, if you repeated the lyrics to yourself, you could get really upset. That's the opposite of a meaningful object. Like, we want to be happy, and you play this song and get more and more upset. So we took those words to heart. We can repeat them to ourselves and upset ourselves whenever we want, which might be on a daily basis or more than that, I don't know. So we can learn things by heart if we want to. So your happy life depends on what you think about. That's all it depends on. Your happy life depends on what you're thinking about. The more wisdom, compassionate thoughts we put into our heart and become familiar with in meditation, those will bubble up from our root mind and keep us happy all day long. So we need to fill our heart with familiarity with beneficial, special ways of thinking, which is the purpose of these meditations.